How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
As for Epstein, I've said this before, but just as a reminder, I do know somebody very, very close to this case who is in a position to know virtually everything. Not everything, but virtually everything. And this person has told me from the start, years and years ago, that Jeffrey Epstein, in this person's view, was not a pedophile. This is this person's view, who was there for a lot of this, but that he was into the barely legal type. Like, he liked 15-year-old girls. And I realize this is disgusting. I'm definitely not trying to make an excuse for this. I'm just giving you facts. That he wasn't into like 8-year-olds, but he liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were, but would look legal to a passerby. And that is what I believed, and that was what I reliably was told for many years. And it wasn't until we heard from Pam Bondi that they had tens of thousands of videos of alleged, forgive me, they used to call it kiddie porn, now they call it child sexual abuse material, on his computer, that for the first time I thought, oh, no, he was an actual pedophile. I mean, only a pedophile gets off on young children abuse videos. She's never clarified it. I don't know whether it's true. I have to be honest. I don't really trust Pam Bondi's word on the Epstein matters
or anything else
anymore. Yeah, so I don't know what's true about him, but we have yet to see anybody come forward and say, I was a, like I was under 10, I was under 14 when I first came within his purview.
Okay, so that was MAGA commentator Megyn Kelly trying to draw a difference without a distinction, or a distinction without a difference. It doesn't matter. She's trying to draw a line between pedophilic acts and liking, what she say, the barely legal type. And in my opinion, MAGA commentators are laying the groundwork for the tsunami of Epstein-related emails and content that will continue to come out over the next few weeks. Jeffrey Epstein, in these emails, already admitted that he had photos of Donald Trump. He had evidence that Donald Trump had been, you know, nose to the glass watching young girls swim at Jeffrey Epstein's estates. And now it's getting worse. It's going deeper. Before we return back to the Epstein stuff, I would very, very quickly like to bring you guys back to 1 year ago. Representative Matt Gaetz, well, former Representative Matt Gaetz, 1 year ago was still in Congress and he was representing a district in Florida. But he was being investigated by an oversight committee. He was being investigated by the DOJ as well for allegedly, at the time, it was allegedly, Venmoing underage girls, a series of underage girls, 16 to 17 years old, in return for sex. But now, the story is much, much darker than we could have ever imagined. And what I want to highlight, the through line, is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and other powerful white men protecting powerful white men who are abusing vulnerable young people. In Matt Gaetz's scandal, circumstances left teen vulnerable to exploitation. A 17-year-old with homeless parents wanted money for braces and ended up having sex for money with powerful men. It's so incredibly disgusting and disturbing. One more time. A 17-year-old with a homeless parent needed money for braces and ended up having sex for money with powerful men. She wants the public to have a fuller understanding of how she was victimized. And by powerful men, they're talking about Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, former Republican congressman who now has a job at One America News Network. Legit, there are no standards in right-wing media. You could have sexually taken advantage of and abused an underage girl just a few years ago, raped her, and you still have a job in right-wing media, and you still get protected by the most powerful. Obviously, a trigger alert before I read this article, but she was 17 and a high school junior in Florida. She was working at McDonald's, and she was living in and out of a homeless shelter. Hoping to save up to buy braces to fix her teeth, she falsely advertised herself in 2017 as an 18-year-old girl on a website that matches men looking for companionship with young women looking to make money. What followed would set off a chain of events that would have a dramatic impact on her life and help upend the political career of one of the men she would encounter Representative Matt Gaetz, the Florida Republican. Mr. Gaetz was investigated by the Justice Department for child sex trafficking, but never charged. That investigation in and of itself is so indicative of the Republican Party now that the President of the United States was sending cutesy letters to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003 after Virginia Giuffre was groomed out of Mar-a-Lago in 2000. The spot, so incredibly obvious. Mr. Gaetz was investigated by the Justice Department for child sex trafficking but never charged. Following the election last year, he was President Trump's first choice to serve as the Attorney General. He subsequently resigned from Congress in November or December of last year, and then withdrew from consideration as Attorney General under a storm of scrutiny. That would have been a scary reality. We would have had a pedophile as the Attorney General protecting a pedophile president. Instead, the pedophile president protected the pedophile representative by allowing him to drop out. A bipartisan House Ethics Committee investigation later determined that there was substantial evidence he had sex with the 17-year-old, and the report concluded testimony from the girl about how she was paid by Mr. Gaetz for the sex. For all of the public furor over Matt Gaetz, who always asserted that he broke no laws, even as the House Ethics Committee found that he violated Florida's statutory rape laws, little attention has been given to the story of the girl, how she came to be exploited. Last month, in response to a request from the Clatham newspaper, a federal judge unsealed court documents. It was a then-homeless 17-year-old high schooler. Quote, "The vulnerable circumstances most crime victims face are rarely known to the public. The power imbalances can be age. The power imbalances can be financial. When one client has economic insecurity, when Matt Gaetz has economic security and power, he's able to abuse that power. The girl would emerge as the chief witness against Mr. Gaetz, and the story is just incredibly sad. The rest of the girl's story is incredibly sad, but it doesn't end there. The through line a year later is that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, the FBI, they're all collaborating to protect more pedophiles. And I don't use that word lightly, but when Donald Trump calls Lauren Boebert personally, tries to get Lauren Boebert to come in to ask her to remove her name from the petition to release the Epstein files, what conclusion do you draw from that? What conclusion are we supposed to draw from that? When Donald Trump can't step in front of a camera without vomiting vitriol about the potential Epstein files and the victims who were groomed out of Mar-a-Lago, what are we supposed to say? Over and over, he digs himself in a deeper hole, and it becomes increasingly obvious what's happening. George Conway said an important side note about the Epstein-Trump revelations. They show that Todd Blanche, who is the deputy attorney general that was just a year ago Trump's personal lawyer, massive conflict of interest. He is incentivized to protect Trump and his reputation. They show that Todd Blanche's questioning was either completely incompetent or intentionally crafted in a politically motivated way to protect Trump. This entire scheme is powerful men protecting powerful men. In the case of Pam Bondi, a powerful woman, it's insane. If you want more coverage, double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. I love you all and peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.